Okay, we left off discussing the Braisa, the Afayin Aleph Mer Aleph, where the Braisa tells us, of Gonav HaTavach B'Shabbos, the Machlokas Rabbein the Chachamim, that according to Rabbein when it's Chayim Dalet Behein, according to the Chachamim when it's Potter. The Gemara immediately is bothered by the clear difficulty, how is it that one assumes that one should be Chayim? If you're Chayim Misa for Chilul Shabbos, certainly you apply the principle of Kimlei D'Rabbanan. The Gemara suggests we're talking about a case of Toveach Al Yedei Acher, that the one who was Mechal Shabbos is not the one who was Chayiv Dalet Behei. In such an instance, one can envision a split in terms of the Chiyuvim. And even though one generally would assume that that cannot be, because B'chal HaTorah Kula Ein Shliach L'Dvar Aveira, we don't assume that Zeh Chotev Ezem is Chayiv, but nonetheless, clearly Tzvich is considered to be an exception, and the Gemara has three different drashos to indicate that this is true. The Gemara is going to continue, if that is the case, be bothered with the Shita then of the Chachamim. Why did the Chachamim assume that you are Potter if indeed that the one who is Mechal Shabbos is not the one who is Chayiv Dalet Behei? So he pointed out that the Rambam Hukas Kneva per Gimel Hachavav presents the case of our Gemara of Taveach Hayedei Acher in a somewhat unusual way. The Lashon HaRambam, at least that we have, is the following. The Rambam writes that Asa Shliach Lishchot Lo, and then Vishachat Lo HaShliach B'Shabbos. Simple understanding of the Rambam as the Diuk in Mishnah Melech is that the meaning of Shlichus was a general one, and that is, I'm appointing you to do the Shechita. And there was no mention when in fact this would occur, and the Shliach on his own accord, he did so on Shabbos. The Diuk of Mishnah Melech is that apparently according to the Rambam it is only in such a case where also Shliach Stam and Vahalachu Me'atzma B'Shachat B'Shabbos Mo B'Chayiv Dalet Behei. However, if in fact the shlichus would be lishchot the Shabbos, perhaps the halacha would not be the same, in which instance you would be potter from dalet vehei. Why should one assume that that in fact is the case? We started to discuss the chiddush shetosus and bava metzian daf yonah vebeis, the two days in tosus, and that is how you understand this principle of ein shliach l'dvar avera. The Poshub Shad Ein Shliach to Avera means the following, that the Gemara is not addressing the Chalosh Shlichus at all, but rather the Gemara simply is addressing the following, that who is it that will hold responsible for that particular act? Do we fault the Mishaleach or do we blame the Shaliach? However, one could argue that Ben Kach or Ben Kach, the Chalosh certainly is considered to be that which is binding. That is the first day in Tosfos. If a person goes ahead and will say that save the Kaddish Lisha Grusha, that individual was a Kohen, in such a case, less Mandapoli, that is not the machlokas between Ravina and Rav Sama, that in that instance the couple is married. The question simply is the following: if there's an Isra of Lo Yikach, who do we pin that Isra of Lo Yikach? On the Shliach or on the Mishaleach? That's the first day in Tosus. The second day of Tosus, a very great Kiddush is now, that if you assume that Yesh Shliach L'Dvar Avera, it means the Torah recognizes such a Chalosh Shlichus. If you hold Ein Shliach L'Dvar Avera, therefore the Torah does not authorize. It doesn't recognize that Mina Shlichus at all. Similar to what we pointed out, Rabbi Kiveger's understanding of Divir Rav, Divir Atam, Divir Mishamim. It doesn't simply mean, as the Sma assumes, that I didn't think he would take me seriously. When I said jump, I didn't think that he would listen to what I was saying. No, it means more than that. That Shlichus is a Chiddush, and the Torah only envisions shlichus if it is considered to be a dvar rishus, a dvar mitzvah, but not if it is considered to be a dvar avera. If that is true, that the Torah does not recognize shlichus under those conditions, one could argue that ein shliach l'dvar avera means much more than that, that there is no chalos. And therefore, if you assume that ein shliach l'dvar avera, in the case of seva kadeshli isha grusha, it means that the couple is not married. Not that certainly there is a chalos ishus. The question simply is, who is the one who violates this Rav Lo'ikah? Tosu says that this second answer will greatly help us in terms of the details of Kidesh Uba'al. Because if you assume the Shita of Rava, that there's only Malkus of Kidesh Uba'al, so in such a case, well, obviously the Shliach did not do that. The most the Shliach could be held responsible for is Kidesh. Well, Kidesh is in a loki according to the view of Rava. So therefore, what difference does it make whether one assumes Yesh Shliach or Ein Shliach? According to the second Teret of Tosfos, there's a very fundamental difference. If you hold Ein Shliach L'dvar Aver, there is no Chalos Shlichus. So one nafkamin in terms of understanding is whether it results in Bitul HaShlichus or whether it does not. The second possible nafkamin is the following that involves our case. What if you have a compound Shlichus? If you have a multiple task where part of it we assume Yesh Shliach and part we assume that Ein Shliach. In those cases, what is the result? Well, if you assume that even ein shliach l'dvar avera means there's certain yizachal shlichus. It's just a question of accountability, then there's no problem whatsoever. In this particular case, when I appoint someone to do a shchita on Shabbos, that is a chalosh shlichus. So you have to ask yourself, well, when it comes to chilul Shabbos, when it comes to Dalah Bay, who is held responsible? And there'd be no difficulty in assuming that when it comes to chilul Shabbos, ein shliach l'dvar avera, that I'll pin on the shliach. When it comes to Dalah Bay, ein shliach, that I will hold the mishliach responsible. That's very simple. Why is it that the Rambam apparently assumes, again, the Rambam is not explicit, but the Diuk in Rambam, that that would not be the case? Well, if you assume that Ein Shliach L'Dvar Avera means Bitul Shlichus, so therefore, the chain is only as strong as the weakest link. If I appoint a person to do A, B, C, and D, and he does not have the ability to be Mishana B'Shlichusam, if I appoint him Lishchot B'Shabbos, he cannot be Shochet on any other day. The Min Shlichus is only Shchita for Shabbos. But if that itself is considered to be an unauthorized shlichus, because when it comes to Shabbos, ein shliach l'dvar avera, the Torah does recognize such representation. And perhaps in that case we do not split off and assume that the Torah will recognize the shlichus as far as Dalabay, but not recognize the shlichus as far as Chilul Shabbos is concerned. If it's a lach of onshin, well, of course. If it's a lach in chalos, can you go ahead and split off one aspect of shlichus from the other? So the Mishnah Melech writes that the Rambam is beautifully meduyak. That's why the Rambam writes asalo shliach lishcho, period, and v'holachu b'shachat b'shabbos. It cannot be that the shlichus involved an act of Shabbos at all. And then the Mishnah Melech writes that this is not just a deal in Hilchos Geneva, this is explicit in the Rambam in Hilchos Me'ilah, because in Parak Zayin Halacha Beis of Hilchos Me'ilah, the Rambam deals with an exception to Ein Shliach L'Dvar Avera, and that is the case of Me'ilah, that one could be Chayiv for Me'ilah even if it occurs Al Yedei Acherim. But the Rambam is explicit, that is only true if the entire Isser is an Isser of Me'ilah. I have someone be Moel, the Kachim, for example, when it comes to Berak Abayis. But let's assume you could envision a case where there is a compound Isser. It is not only Me'ilah, but there's another Isser as well. Then the Rambam writes, you would never assume that in that case, Yeshliach L'Dvar Avera. Why is that true? The Rambam's explicit. Because Shaharehu Chayev B'Isser Acher Yeser Al HaMe'ilah. And of a chol Torah kula, ein shliach l'dvar avera. So the Rambam gives you an example regarding karban ola. If a person, for example, will eat from the karban ola, in addition to violate the general isser of me'ila, there is a specific isser where the pasuk says kalotia lo se'achel in isser achila. Mishnah points out these are two isurim with different hagdaros, with different shiurim. The shir of achila is kazayis. The shir of me'ila is considered to be that which is shavapruta. The Rambam writes, if there is shlichus when it comes to ola, since there are two isurim, in that instance we would assume that there is bitul hashlichus. So the Rambam is explicit in Hilchos Me'ilah, supporting the diuk of the Rambam in Hilchos Geneva. And we pointed out that there are other nafkaminas as well, that no debita we discussed in Simen Ayin Hei, being kofe isha the Kabbalah Gita. That certainly is an avera. It's against the Cher ben Ogershin, Lagari Shazisha Balkarcho, the great Kiddush of Anoda Biyuda, that it's only considered to be a get if this was done Al Yedei Habal. But if this was done Al Yedei Shliach Habal, then Ein Shliach L'Dvar Avera means the Torah does not recognize such lichus. In such a case, the get is not considered to be chal. And then we saw the piece in the Chazanish regarding the Heter Mechira. If one assumes that that is Aser, it's an Isra Lo Sechanein, therefore, if the Baal Hasadah does this, it's an Isser, but the Mechir is Chal. If it's done through a Shliach, in that instance then, we assume that, in one way is far better, another way far worse, it means that Ein Shliach L'Dvar Avera, that means that the Mechir is not Chal at all. The Mishnah Melech points out that this is against the Torah. Because if you look in the Torah in Simen Shinud, the Mitur quotes our case in the Gemara Kapshuta, that Asa Shliach Lishchot Lo Visham. Where Pashur Shat, the Minyan Shlichus embraces Shabbos at all. Not really a Minyan Shlichus when it comes to Tvicha. Therefore, the Torah writes, in such an instance, you are Chayim Dalet Behe. What is particularly interesting in the Torah is not just simply the Torah says this, but the Torah writes that this is the Shitas HaRambam. The Torah writes this in the name of the Rambam, that Asa Shliach Lishlach Lavishabis, in such a case, one is Chayiv Dalet Behe. So certainly against the Diyukin Mishnah Melech, where the Torah apparently does not distinguish between when it was a Minu Shlichus Tam, or it was more specific Lishchot Vishabis. If you look, for example, in the Chibur Meiser Okeach and the Rambam, the Meiser Okeach suggests the Torah had a different girsa in this Rambam. Because if the Torah had the Rambam as we do, the Rambam then is saying clearly as Mishnah Melech, and he suggests the Torah must have had a different girsa of Asa Lishchot Lo Vishabis, not just simply Shlichus Tam. If you look in the Shar HaMelech, and this Rambam of Chaskneva for Gimel HaChavah, the Shar HaMelech points out that if you look in the Rambam in the Pirush HaMishnayis, the Rambam in Pirush HaMishnayis in Ar Sugya is Mashma as the Torah is. Because here the Rambam writes the following. On Shabbos, I understand. We have a Kimed Rav Mene Yeshua, fine. But what about when it comes to a case of Yom HaKippurim? Okay, Yom Kippur is a case that you're a Chayiv Kares. And therefore, in that instance, one would assume that even if there is a Chayiv Kares, one is a Chayiv Dalet Behe. So in a case where one is Shochet B'Yom HaKippurim, you would be Chayiv Dalet Behe. And the Rambam writes the following. That would apply even in a case that one is Chayiv Tashlim Abba V'Chamisha, K'sheitein L'Zulaso Lishchot Lo B'Yom HaKippurim. That's what the Rambam writes, the Pirush HaMishnah is. That this halacha, that one is chayiv dalet behe, if one is shochet, the Yom HaKippurim, does not only apply in a case if he himself does so, because we assume again that there's no issur misa, we don't apply the kimnei rabine, not to a chiv kares, but even if kishiyitin is ulasa, even if that is done as well, yitin is ulasa lishko go b'Yom HaKippurim, in such an instance, there would be a chiyuv. The difficulty in that case, however, is the following. Good. There's no onus of Misa. Forget about Misa now. Still, you should apply the principle of Ein Shliach Ledvar Aveira. The case the Rambam appears in Mishnayis is Mitzaveyu Lishchot B'Yom HaKippurim. So how could you be chayiv in that particular instance? If you do it, I understand. But if he is doing so, so why are you chayiv Dalet Behe? Why not argue that the fact that you included Shechit and Yom HaKippurim in the Minyan Shlichus, so that's Ein Shliach Ledvar Aveira, it's a kares. And therefore, how can you be chayiv? Dalet Behe, one should assume it's a bittul Shlichus. So therefore, the Shar Melech writes that if you look in the Ram Pirush Mishnayis, it sounds very much like the Torah, that even if this is explicit in the Minyan Shlichus itself, nonetheless, you would still be chayiv. Apparently, you don't assume bittul Shlichus. The difficulty then would be the following. So either Akasha, the Rambam in Pirush HaMishnayis, or Akasha against the Torah, we have a diuk in the Rambam. Okay, so we can play down the diuk. Not such a great diuk, a different girsa, as Maestro Kev suggests. But how can the Torah say this is the Shita of the Rambam? Isn't it explicitly against what the Rambam writes in Hilchos Me'ilah? If you're just dealing with the Rambam Hilchos Gneiva, okay, we can argue how strong is that deal. When the Rambam writes, Das lo shleach lishchot, and v'halachu v'shochet v'shabbos, does it really mean l'afukei mishnah melech? But of course it does. In light of the Rambam Hilchos Milah, there the Rambam is explicit that whenever you involve an additional iser, it results in bitul hashlichus, and therefore when it comes to the case of Ola, we would assume that there is no shlichus in that instance. Now, so how can this be up for grabs? As though it's a diuk in the Rambam, and the question is, how legitimate is it? How can the Torah suggest this? Good, a different girsa of it. Of course, in the Rambam, in Hilchos Me'ilah, that heichad yishare bo iser acher, the result is bitul shlichus. So this is what the Shar HaMelech is bothered by as well. If it's only the Rambam in Hilchos Gneiva, okay, but in light of Me'ilah, that seems to be a much more basic problem. And somehow, the Shar HaMelech points out, according to the Torah, you have to distinguish between these cases. That in a case of Tvicha B'Shabbos, in principle, we could assume that Yesh Shliach Ledvar Aveira. And therefore, Chayiv Dalet Behe, according to the Torah, even if that was the Minyan Shlichus, Lishcha B'Shabbos. But not true when it comes to the case of a Karban Ola, with the Isser of Ol and the Isser of Me'ila. There, that is when the Rambam assumes that Ein Shliach L'Dvar Aveira. Why should you distinguish between these cases of Tavach and Shabbos as opposed to the case of Me'ila? The Shara Melech suggests the following Kiddush. We're dealing with this issue, and that is when you have, so to speak, a compound Minyan Shlichus, where the Minyan Shlichus involves multiple Isurim. If regarding one we assume Ein Shliach L'Dvar Aveira, how does it impact on the other? So the Shara Melech suggests, perhaps very simply, one could distinguish as follows. In order to argue that that results in an absolute bitul hashlichus, and since you cannot have shlichus for A, there's bitul shlichus for B, even though in principle B we'd assume that yesh shliach l'dvar aveira, that requires a link, a tziruv, between the two isurim. The Shara Melech suggests if you're dealing with independent isurim, that is not necessarily the case. If you're dealing with a compound iser, yeah, then it is nidon kishlichus achas. Then, of course, it's viewed as a single shlichus. If you're dealing with independent isurim, then it is nidon kishne shlichuyos. And therefore, we don't assume that the shlichus shabbat miktosus, but lakuma, even if you're willing to assume as tosus, that ein shliach l'dvar avera means bitul shlichus. But does it always mean that if it's shlichus is batal regarding A, it's batal regarding B? That depends. Is this a compound isur or these independent isurim? That's the chiddush of Shara Melech. When you're dealing with tvicha v'shabbos, they're independent isurim. One element is shabbos, one element is tvicha. Do we view that as a single minui shlichus? That shlichus shabbat mikdos shabbat kula? Or do you assume that that's not true? These are independent shlichuyos. That's the chiddush of the Shara Melech. Even if the Rambam isn't willing to acknowledge, as you see from Hilchos Me'ila, that when you assume ein shliach l'dvar aveira, it means bitul shlichus, but if you have independent yisurim, we don't view that as a single shlichus. Mashen kinu, dealing with the case of Ola, there, it's not that it's a compound or in two different shlichuyos. The case we're talking about is you have the Sarola and a case of Mi'ila al yedei shlichus. Mi'ila of the Sarola by its essence involves two different yisurim. One isur is that you took from Hekdesh. The other isur is that the purpose of the Ola is kulo kolio, lo se'achel. And if it was eaten, it's a violation of the Isra Achila. It's true that there are two Isurim, but you can't separate them out in terms of the Minishlichus. That's when the Rambam says, if Isarev Isra Acher, in such a case, then of course you assume that Batla Miktosa Batla Kula. But with one caveat, that's when that Isra Acher impacts directly and is necessarily linked to the Isra Hand. So if you can have Me'ila by itself, Berakabayis, of course, Ein Shliach L'Dvar Aveira would not apply. However, if it's linked to Ola, and Ola results in Ein Shliach L'Dvar Aveira, the same thing is true here as well. So therefore, the Shara Melech writes that you can't read this Rambam in Gnev and assume that the Rambam denies Bitul HaShlichus. Of course, the Rambam maintains Bitul HaShlichus. That you see from Me'ila. But with that caveat that it's only if you're dealing with Isurim that are Tluyim Zebazah. Otherwise, it would not be the case. That's one possibility. A second possibility to understand, right, this Rambam, the apparent steer in the Rambam, right, within the tour, within the Rambam Pirush Mishnayos, if you don't assume the Diogav, the Mishnah Melech. One could even raise a further question. The Rambam in Hilchos Me'ila in Zion Beis explained his great Kiddush that if you have an Isser Me'ila that is accompanied with another Isser, there we assume that the Shlichus is batal. But the Rambam seemed to have gone too far in explaining his Kiddush. Now the Rambam says, why is this true? Well, I would have said very simply, because you have two Isser, yeah? And regarding one you assume Ein Shliach L'Dvar Aveira, so that's it, Bitul Shlichus. But the Rambam seems to be overly dramatic, almost overreaching. Now, saying something that's not true. The Rambam writes, after all, because here there's an Isra Acher, Yisra Me'ila, and Ubechol HaTorah Kula, Ein Shliach L'Dvar Avera Ela B'Me'ilu Levada, Shlo Yisar Bo Isra Acher. The Rambam writes, because you never find a case of Shlichus L'Dvar Avera, with one exception, and that is Me'ila by itself. No other case do you ever have that this is true. Not b'chol Torah kula, not even when it comes to Me'ila, if it's accompanied by an additional Isser. That's not true. We've just read the Rambam simply to assume multiple Isurim. But here the Rambam seems to go a step further and say that you never say Yesh Shliach L'Dvar Avera except for Me'ila alone and not Me'ila by accompanied by something else. The obvious difficulty in the Rambam is not true. It's against our Gemara. Our Gemara tells us that there are unusual cases where you do assume Yesh Shliach L'Dvar Avera. Tavach HaMachar also is an example. Tvi Chai De'Acher, that you assume that Yesh Shliach L'Dvar Avera, three different Makoros. Why does the Rambam assume and go as far as to say that the whole concept of Shliach L'Dvar Avera is limited to one isolated case of Me'ila, and that is further limited to the case of Shlois Arevo Isar Acher? This is the kasha of the Marid. Nothing really to do with our case yet. Of Tabach B'Shabbos, the Marit is simply bothered by the Loshon HaRambam. Marit is found right in Kedushin Adaf Mem Beis Amud Aleph, where that's where the Gemara lists the cases that we assume based on Sukkim of Yesh Shliach L'Dvar Avera. So how is it that the Rambam writes that this is only true when it comes to Me'ila Levada, that is not the case? We have it when it comes to Tzvichu Mechira, and that's in Kedushin Adaf Mem Beis tells us you have it when it comes to Shlichus Yad also. A shomer is chayiv for shlichus yad. Shlichus yad is not only if the shomer is shleach bo yad, even if it is done ayyidei acherim. So you see that there is shlichus l'dvar avera in other areas as well. So Maharit writes an incredible chiddush in the Rambam Shita, and that is, no, what the Rambam says, nochos mila, is absolutely true, very, very literal. And the Maharit writes the following chiddush. When it comes to mi'ima, that is the only case where we assume Yesh Shliach L'Dvar Avera. Nowhere else. What do you mean nowhere else? What about Shlichus Yad? What about Tavach HaMachar? The Chiddush of Maharit writes the following. It's true, in three cases you're chayiv even al yidei acherim. Al yidei acherim. What is our Gemara saying? Where do you see Zemis chayiv in such an instance? There are three places where you find that I will be responsible even if the avera is done al yedei acherim. But do you have to invoke shlichus for that? Maybe not. That's the chiddush of the Maharit. You see from Tavach HaMachar, ze avid v'ze mischayim. That's true. Does that formally mean shlichus? That the Maharit writes is the chiddush of the Rambam Shita. It's true, you have a longer list of cases where I could be held responsible for someone else's act. But does that work with the vehicle of shlichus? Maharit writes, that's the chiddush of the Rambam. In Me'ila, it does. In Me'ila, it does. This person violated this or Me'ila. Where is the Hisyaksu Samaisa? How is it that his Isser Me'ila raised to me? The answer is, for that, you have to come onto a vehicle of Shlichus, of the Yadarichta Damya, to relate what he has done to the Mishaleach. Is that necessary here when it comes to the case of Tavach HaMachar? Is that necessary when it comes to the case of Shlichus Yad? Maharit writes, no. I am a Shomer. I'm not responsible to wash this chafetz. If I were to be shaleach boyad, I'd be chayin. If I will allow someone else to be shaleach boyad, maybe that is considered to be a breach of my chiyuv shmira. I am chayin for pshia, whether it was pasha al yidei atzma, or whether it's pasha iva al yidei acherim. When I go in, I tell someone, go ahead, do something to speak of the Mishleach Boyad. do I have to invoke shlichus? Or maybe very simply, that grant of license, that itself is considered to be a breach of the chiyuvei shmira of the shomer. That itself is considered to be an act of shmira itself. That's the chiddush of Marit. So it's true that in cases of shlichus yad, ze avid ve ze mischayev, but you don't have to invoke shlichus. Maybe one could suggest Marit writes the same as true when it comes to tavach halacha. Tavach halacha. That I go ahead and I take your animal, so I have kinyanei geneva. And then I do something that furthers the geneva, that cements the kinyanei. Mechira. I'm chayv. Dalet behay. Shama behay. You have to invoke shlichus for that. I go ahead and I sell the chayfetz to someone else. You have to say that's a formal parsha of shlichus. That somehow the lokeach is seen as the shliach of the ganav. The fact that now that I steal the chayfetz, but now it's not even b'shusi anymore, that is considered to be the type of shana b'chet that one is chayim for dalet behei. Maybe the same thing is true when it comes to a case of tzvicha as well. If the ganav is responsible for the act of tzvicha, for that he is chayim dalet behei. That chayfetz is not only eno b'shuso of the original bialim, it's absent eno shalo yidei tzvicha. So for that, we hold the ganav responsible. Maybe you don't have to invoke formal shlichus for the halacha. Let me raise the following issue. Let's assume, for example, it's a case of tzicha al yidei acherim. Let's assume that those acherim are ketanim. I go and I steal something, and I see to it that the katan goes in and does a ma'aseh shchitah. Would you argue that since a katan is not a barachi of shlichus, therefore there's no chi of dalet ve'ei? So the Ketos writes in Reish Tani Beis, he said, katan aleph, then of course you're chayiv dalet ve'ei. You're chayiv dalet ve'ei of tavach al yedei katan, even if the katan is not a barachi of shlichus. Maybe you don't require formal shlichus for the halacha. After all, our Gemara doesn't use the word shlichus. Our Gemara says, tvicha, like mechira, is al yedei acher. And the Gemara's kasha is, where do you see that ze avid v'ze mischayiv? Maybe you don't have to invoke a formal category of shlichus. That's the chiddush of the Maharit, that me'ila requires shlichus. Tvicha, shlichus yad, does not require shlichus at all. If that is true, then the Rambam in Hilchos Mila is incredibly medir. If I were to ask you, where do you find shlichus l'dvar avera, the answer is one case, and that is me'ila. And then the Rambam's caveat, that's me'ila, heichad lo yisara bo yisara acher. But not in any other case whatsoever. According to this chiddush of Marit, Marit does not discuss this next point. Marit just points out that you don't have to assume that these halachos are identical. They're identical in the sense of ze osev ze mischayim, but you don't have to invoke a formal halacha of shlichus for all three cases. It is true, what somewhat not so smooth according to Marit is that Gemara in Kedushin of Dafne Beis. There, the Gemara does seem to present shnei ksuv havoyim keachad, seeming to indicate their cases are identical. What is true of tvich is also true of me'ila, to the point that the Gemara says these are shnei ksuvim bayin kechad and ein malamdim. One has to assume, according to the Marit, that the Gemara does not mean to assume that they are identical, but these are two examples of, again, ze osev ze mischayim, or the kash of the Gemara. If you have a pasuk of me'ila, and Mi'ila teaches us that, yes, yeshliach l'dvar avera, why do you need another drasha for tvicha? That's still a good kasha. Even if tvicha is not formal shlichus, but what is the pasuk, the three psukim that I come around quotes, the tvicha, it tells you you're chayiv for tvicha ideacher, correct? even if it's not formal shlichus, but still you understand the kasha of the Gemara. Why do you need another pasuk? If you have the pasuk of Me'ilah, and Me'ilah tells us, Yeshliach b'dvar aveira, well then of course you could be chayiv for tri chayiv de acherim. What do you need a pasuk to tell us that's true? The answer is no. Right? That's shneiksum b'ayin kecha, that ein melamdim. The fact that you require a pasuk to tell us that tzvicha ayin de'acher is chayiv, that indicates that the pasuk of Me'ilah cannot serve as a mematzinu for kol ha'Torah kula. No, that's the kasha of the Gemara. You have a pasuk when it comes to Me'ilah, so maybe that's the rule. Yishtech of the Gemara, it's not the exception. The Gemara says that no. The fact that you have psukim for tzvicha tells us shneiksum b'ayin kecha ein melamdim. Maybe the Gemara doesn't mean to say that these are identical halachos, but if you were to use Me'ilah as a model, Yeshliach Levar Avera, so that's it. You don't need a pasuk for Tvicha. The fact that you need a pasuk for Tvicha to tell us the Tavach HaDeacherim is Chaim, that shows you that Me'ilah is an exception. That's not the rule. How does this help us? If you assume that tzvicha is formal shlichus, see, then you get involved with our issue. Well, what happens if you have a mina shlichus that is a compound mina shlichus? And regarding half, you say yes, and half you say no. How does that affect the mina shlichus? That's the Rambam Nochus Mila. If you have a minui shlichus, you can't have a shlichus b'chatzayin. So in such a case, batla mitzvah, batla kula. Why wouldn't you apply it in our case of tovach v'shabbos? Maybe very simply, because this is not a formal minui shlichus. The reason that you are chayiv for tvicha de'acher, right, is not because of the mechanism of shlichus that you'll say the minui is batel. It's because of the shana b'chet, right, as Mitch explains, because you have allowed another to come, right, and to perform Aisa Shvita lehotzi miyana galef, mayotzi miyana b'alam rishonim. That is true, bitul ha-shlichus, not bitul ha-shlichus. And therefore, one could argue very simply, forget about shlichus. In Shabbos, the Chilul Shabbos doesn't relate to me. In Tvicha, his Tvicha, of course, does relate to me. So therefore, in such an instance, I'll be Chayy Da'aveh, even though he, the Shliach, will be Chayy for the Chilul Shabbos. It's a fascinating possibility, based on the Marid, that maybe this is not formal Shlichus, the Tvicha Ayy De'acher. In Tvicha De'acher you have, even in the case of Tzavach B'Shabbos. We pointed out that the Ketzos mentions that Tzvicha can even be done al Yidei Cher Shot V'Katan, Akum. You don't need a Bar Hachi of Shlichus, could be Chayiv Dala Vehei. And that fits in very well with Marit because this is not Shlichus. There is another possibility. And that's what the Nesivus writes in Kuv Pei Beis and Sivkot Nalev, where the Nesivus argues that maybe one could argue this is Shlichus, but still, you'd be Chayiv Dala Vehei if the tzvicha is done ayidei chere shelta katan akum. Why? Because how do you know that there's no shlichus? Ain shlichus lakum. The drush of the Gemara is based on a fresh truma. Kein tarimu gam atem. What does it mean? Gam atem, rabo shluchachem, ma tem b'nei bris, av shluchachem b'nei bris. The Nesivus suggests the following Kiddush. That who says that the Gedarim of Shlichus, the Dvar Avera, are the same, right, as Shlichus, the Dvar Mitzvah, Dvar Rishus? When it comes to the regular Parsha of Shlichus, it's true. Shlichus requires one who is a barachi, one who is ikah b'toras. That's true, and it comes to Afrashas Truma. If one is not included in the Parshas Truma, he cannot be a shliach for Afrashas Truma. But even in those cases where you do assume yeshleach ledvar averif, even if one would assume it's formal shlichos, you know, these are based on separate psukim entirely. Tzvicha yideacher. How do you know tzvicha yideacher requires the baruch yuvah? Maybe the Torah could envision that there is a partial shlichos when it comes to dvar averif, where ikka b'toras is not a requirement. So there are various possibilities in explaining if in fact it's the case that the tzvicha can be done even on yedei akum, even on yedei katan. Either that's an indicator this is not shlichus, or it's a different form of shlichus. That's the chiddush that the Simas writes, that ikka b'toras is a gzeras hakasa of shlichus and shruma. Shliach b'dvar avera is based on separate psukim entirely. Inochinami, we don't have to assume that what is true of one is true of another. We even pointed out last year at great length that they function differently. Shlichus in terms of Pasha's Truma is often a chalos. It's a question of attribution. We attribute them. When it comes to Shlichus with Dvar Avera, very, very different. We're not dealing with a chalos kedushin. We're not dealing with a chalos of Pasha. Here you're dealing with a yad arichta damya, in the sense of an extension, that that act is considered to be my act. In that instance, then maybe one could argue that simply there are different requirements completely in terms of whether we require Baruch Hiyuv, whether in fact we do not. That same piece of Shara Melech, Hilchos Me'ilah, Perek Zayin Halacha Beis, quotes the Ma'arit and just raises the following issue, that the Gemara tells us in Me'ilah, Daf Chaf Aleph, that even in a case of me'ila, one would be chayin regarding cheresh shel tevel katan. Gam b'me'ila chayiv aydei cheresh shel tevel katan. So again, the Ma'arit was demonstrating that maybe tvicha does not require formal shlichos, because isn't it istabra to assume that even if a katan were to perform a tvicha, or a guy would perform the tvicha, you'd still be chayiv? And yet, they are not included in the parsha shlichus. So what's the conclusion? Therefore, this is not shlichus. This is just tvicha yideacher. Yep, the Shara Melech writes, but then when it comes to me'ila, one should assume the following chiddush, that the only time you assume yeshleach ledvar avera when it comes to me'ila is if in fact the one who was Moel was a Barachi of Shlichus. And that's not true. In the case of Me'ila, where the Ma'arit writes that really is Shlichus, even then the Gemara writes in Me'ila that that would apply, even regarding Cheresh Shel Tevel Katan as well. The Stifler answers this Kasha and Ksubis and Simin Lamed by assuming the following, that Me'ila is a little bit tricky in the sense, we discussed this in earlier Shiurim, that there are two different forms of Me'ila. There's Me'ila Shel Hotsa and Me'ila Shel Hana. One could be chayiv for Me'ila in two different ways. One possibility is simply a person was moti the chayfetz mershus hektish. There was no Hana. Not that a person was nehenem nichse hektish, but a person was moti nichse hektish mershusso. Me'ila Shel Hotsa. Another possibility is Me'ila Shel Hana, where a person was Nen, Mikotshe Hashem. The Stifler suggests the following Chiddush, that in a case of Me'ila Shel Hotsa, the Balabayis is the one who is Makne. Let's assume, for example, a person is makdish his nefasi, and then he goes ahead and takes that object and he gives it to someone else. The one who does so, he is the maknen. What is the shliach doing in that particular case? What the Stifler argues is the shliach is just doing a maisa kof balma. The shliach is a delivery boy. If the Mishaleach will go ahead and say, here, take this chayfetz and give it to this person, the delivery person was chayiv for Me'ila Shel Hotsa. Not at all. It was just a tool, just a vehicle. that's when you assume, as the Gemara Me'ila, that that can be Ayidei Cheresho to the Katan. But in terms of Me'ila Shel Hana, the one who is Nene violated the Isser, how does that relate to the Mishaleach? I wasn't Nene. How can I be Chayiv if he was Nene? That's where you have to invoke Shlichus. And Enochinami, the Stifler writes, for Me'ila Shel Hana, you would not be Chayiv in a case of Cheresho to Bekata. The Gemara's case, the Mila Chafalef, is Me'ila Shel Hotza. The Rambam's case, Nochos Mila, is what? Partaking of Bisar Ola. That's Me'ila Shel Hana. In Me'ila Shel Hana, how does your Hana relate to me? That requires Shlichus. And in Okanami, there we would assume that you require Shlichus with all the Dine Shlichus as well. Third possibility. This is what you find in Divrei Yechezkel and Siman Nun Zayin Os Beis. The problem in our case, Oslo Shliach Lishkot B'Shabbos. So here we have two shlichos. One shlichos for Tvicha, one for Shabbos, and if the Minui was done encompassing both, should that result in Bitul HaShlichus or not? Mishnah Melech, yes, result in Bitul HaShlichus. And according to the tour, no, that doesn't result in Bitul HaShlichus. But don't we see that a compound Avera does result in Bitul HaShlichus Mila? So how does the tour argue that Oslo Shliach Lishchov B'Shabbos, that's a fine Shlichus? Maybe one could argue as follows. When it comes to Tzvicha, Yesh Shliach L'Dvar Aveira. When it comes to Shabbos, Ein Shliach L'Dvar Aveira. And Ein Shliach L'Dvar Aveira should result in a Bitul HaShlichus, right? It's a Hafkah, in the sense that, that's it, cancels everything. Is that really true? The Chiddush Divrei Yechezkel suggests, interesting possibility is the following, that Shabbos, Chilul Shabbos, Shmir Shabbos, is not something that is nitan l'shlichus at all. Even if one would assume b'chalat arakula, yesh shliach le'dvar aveir. So if I tell you to be mechal on Shabbos and you are mechal on Shabbos, I would be chayav nisa. Is that really true? What the Divrei Yechezkel stresses is that when it comes to Chilul Shabbos, the Torah insists on Shvisa, Nach Gufo, to refrain from Yisrei Malacha. So in a case where I am sitting doing nothing, Sheva Tasa, and someone else is being Mechal Shabbos B'kum Be'esei, maybe there's something unique about Shabbos that, of course, there's no shlichus. In which case, it's not that regarding number one we have yesh shliach l'dvar aveira, and regarding point two ein shliach l'dvar aveira. And now I should argue that the ein shliach l'dvar aveira, right, that diffuses and affects the second aspect as well. The chiddush is perhaps when it comes to Shabbos, the shlichus is irrelevant. It's a hafkah, complete exclusion. And the twist, then you can't argue that the bitul hashlichus of one should extend and impact the other. When you're dealing, for example, let's say with a chalos, like Gneva, Hafrosha, one could envision a parsha shlichus. Does that chalos relate to me? Does it not relate to me? I understand. a case that save a kaddish leisha grusha. There's a chalos kedusha. Does it relate? Is it binding? Is it not binding? I understand. The ancient chadra means there's no chalos. When it comes to a case such as Shabbos, maybe one could argue that the terms don't apply. And therefore, the statement of "I appoint you to be machamel Shabbos" is just a meaningless statement. In which case, the shlichus is shlichus for tvicha. The fact that I told you to do it on Shabbos is not a formal shlichus in any shape or form. And therefore, you don't assume that if there's no shlichus for Shabbos, there's no shlichus for tvicha as well. These are several possibilities, again, where one could split the case of Shabbos from the case of Me'ilah, justifying the position of the Tur that one could envision even according to the Rambam. Our Gemara could be in a case where part of the Minui Shlichus, so to speak, was Tavach B'Shemitz. The Gemara raises the following kasha, something we saw earlier as well, of Tavach B'Shabbos Ayyidei Acher Yerchayv Dalabei. So Mazutra says the following. How can that be? Where do you see a case of Ihu Avid, if he were to do it himself, the Ganav would be Shochet, he'd be Potter. Kimnei Rabine. And if he does so, Ayide Shliach Yischayim. What do you have in such a case? That if you do it yourself, you're a Potter, do it Adeichem and you're Chayim. Ravashi says that, what do you mean? Hasam Lav Mishum Delo Mechayim? Ela Kimnei Rabine. What exactly does the Gemara mean by that? Rav Ashi says that you should realize, even if a person would be Tavayach himself, it's not that he's not Chayiv, he is Chayiv. But Kim Neid Ramina. Lefi Pshuto, the Gemara means what we discussed earlier, that in principle, both Chiyuvim exist. Could we apply a concept of Kim Neid Ramina? But it's pointed out, perhaps Kim Neid Ramina is Lachin Bitzua Onshin, Lachin Bezdin. It wouldn't apply to an Onish which is Bidei Shamayim. There's the Chiyuv Lasei Sidei Shamayim, there's Tfisa. So you see, in principle, the second Chiyuv expresses itself as well. So very good. Rav Ashi says that, look, it's not that there's no Chiyuv. Of course there's a Chiyuv. We're not going to impose both, but a Chiyuv exists. But if you could split the Onshin, so good. The only hitch, though, is the following. Here, the Gemara is speaking about a case of Chil Shabbos, I understand, in Dalet Vehei. Dalet Vehei is a Knas. And that is Tosus Kasha, Ksuvas, Nafon Gimma Beis. Dramas Chalav. All that we said, when do you assume that there's a chiyuv latzei shdei shamayim of kimnei d'rabinei, and the possibility of tfisa would work? Tosu says that is only true when it comes to misa and mamo, but not when it comes to misa and knas. When it comes to misa and knas, that's not true. There is no chiyuv latzei shdei shamayim. In a case of onus and mafata with one of the arayos, and there's a chiyuv misa, there is no chiyuv of knas. What's the Yisrael Shamayim Tosa says? Why is that true? That's what we discussed earlier. Rabbi Kveger Matos Nafayim and Aleph interprets Tosus to be saying a very, very great Hiddish. And that is, when it comes to Din Nefashos, when it comes to Din Eknasos, the Psak Din of Bezdin, the Gemar Din, creates the Chiyuv. I lend you money, you owe me the money. Even if it's not worth it for me to press that Chiyuv, it's not worth me to take you to court for $5, you owe me the $5. If Bezdin will say you are Chayiv, the Psak Din of Bezdin doesn't create a Chiyuv. All Bezdin is doing is sorting out facts, being Mevarer. Rabbi Kveger writes, absolutely not true when it comes to Din Nefashos. There's no Chiyuv Misas Bezdin unless there's a Psak Din Bezdin that you are Chayiv. And Rabbi Kveger points out, there's no Chiyuv Knas unless Beis Din will issue a psak halacha that there is a chiyuv knas. And that's why Rabbi Kiveger explains the Gemara Makos Nafei of Edom Zomin, where the Gemara writes the following chiddush: that if two Edom come to Beis Din and they say that something occurred, Reuven killed Shimon on a Sunday, or there was something that created chiyuv knas on Sunday, and two other Edom come and they say, no, it did not happen on Sunday, Manahisim, but it happened earlier, on Erev Shabbos. What is done in such a case? So Tosos points out, based on the Gemara, there's a difference in Mammon on the one hand, as opposed to Din Nefashos and Knasos on the other. When it comes to Mammon, Din Nefashos and Potter. What did they say? He was Chayiv on Sunday. He was Chayiv on Sunday. The Edom said the Halva was on Sunday. You're right, the Halva was not on Sunday. The Halva was on Friday. But if the Halva was on Friday, it means on Sunday the money was owed. So the Edom Zom were coming to convict a guilty party. So in such a case, there's no chiv of Kasha Zomam. But the Gemara writes, if this would involve a case of Nefashos, or a case of Knasos, you'd be chayiv. Why would you be chayiv? Don't you assume Gavra Ketiva Koto? So the Gemara says no. Rabbi Kiveger says that's exactly why. Without the Psak Din of Beis Din, there is no Chiyuv. That's a very great Chiddush. There is no Chiyuv. Rabbi Kiveger quotes as a Raya that Tosfos and Ksuvos and Daf Lamed Gimel and Beis. That when it comes to Din of Knasos, if you apply Kim Nei Rabbanei, there's no Chiyuv Lotzei Sidei Shamayim. Because if you apply Kimei Rabbanei, then Beis Din is not going to issue a Psak Halacha. And without the Psak Halacha of Beis Din, there's no Chiyuv. That's what Rabbi Kiveger writes. There's no Chiyuv Lotzei Yishu Shemayim whatsoever. So if that's true, that no Chiyuv exists, unless there is a Psak Halacha Beis Din, and there's no Chiyuv even Lotzei Sidei Shamayim, so how do you understand our Gemara? Our Gemara says that Hasam Lav Mishum Delo Mechayiv, but Kim Nei Rabbanei. In our case, it's not that you are not Chayiv, you are Chayiv. It's just that Kim Nei Rabbanei. Well, if there's no Chiyuv Lotzei Sidei Shamayim, what exactly does Rav Ashi mean by saying "Hasam lav mishum d'lo mechayim"? This is Tosfos discussion. This is Tosfos discussion. Ksuvos and Daf Lamed Gimel Beis. Tosfos says when it comes to Din Knasos, there's no chiyuv lotzei sidei shamayim. And if there is no chiyuv lotzei sidei shamayim, how can Rav Ashi say "Hasam lav d'lo mechayim"? Of course, you're not chayim. But Tosfos answers, you have to interpret Rav Ashi and our Gemara a little bit differently. It doesn't mean that you are chayiv, but the chiyuv is not enforced. Rav Ashi and our Gemara is kevan lashon of Tosfos is the hayu ra'yu in the hischayiv im lo hayim hischayiv benafsha ra'yu the hischayiv. Rav Ashi does not mean that there's a chiyuv. There's no chiyuv. But since you would have been chayim, if not for the fact that there's an onish of Misa, so if we can solve that problem, in our case, the Tzvicha is the Ganav, and the Chilul Shabbos is the Shliach, so now you will be chayim. This is all Tosfos. Tosfos is explicit, as we mentioned in the past, that there is no chiyuv lotzei sidei shamayim when it comes to the case of Kinnei Rabbanei and Din Knasos. Fundamental difference between Esnan Zona as opposed to our case of Dal Vehei. Esnan Zona is mamam, chiyuv lotzei sidei shamayim. Dal Vehei is a knas, no chiyuv lotzei sidei shamayim. But as he pointed out in earlier shiurim, Rabbi Chanan points out, this is in Kovet Shiurim, Mechelet Beis and Simen Yud Gimel, you don't have to interpret the Tosfos the way Rabbi Kiveger does. Tosfos just says that when it comes to a Kimnei D'Rabbanei in Knasos, there's no Chiyuv Lotzei Sidei Shamayim. Rabbi Kiveger writes that is because there is no Chiyuv. Right? If you take a look, the Kovash Shurim has many rayas that is not true. There is a chiyuv knas even in Kimdin Rabinei. After all, the Rosh writes Tfisa works with Daraisa. Tfisa is knas. How can you have Tfisa in Dine Knasos if there's no chiyuv? Rabbi Chanan and Kovach Shiurim are very different lambdas. There is a chiyuv. But the reason that Tulsa says your potu latei se shemayim kodem kamar din is the following. Because knas is an onish. And the onish of knas is shechafuhu bezdin l'shalim. V'im yishalim below bezdin, lo yeh nishlam onsho bazeh. If a person pays on his own accord, that's not knas. Knas means a gziyah bal karcha al yedei bezdin. If a person on his own accord makes that payment, nimtza she'ein za knas shechay basa dara. That's the chiddush of Chanan. A person's chay malchus. A person gives himself malchus. You would argue that that's not the malchus of bezdin. That's the onish which is administered by bezdin. The Chiddush of Chanan Raich is Knas is an onish which is administered al yedei bezdin, and therefore there's no chiyuv latzei shemayim that on your own volition outside of that framework, right, a person would make payment. But in principle, there's a chiyuv that exists, and maybe that's why Tfisa works. The Chiddush of Tfisa is considered to be a form of Gviya Bal Karcha. Tfisa is Gviya Bal Karcha. When a person, out of the goodness of his heart, makes a payment, let's say Shir Shemayim, that's not considered to be the Ekvi, which is Bal Karcha. That's the Chiddush that Rabbi Chanan writes. So two very different ways of understanding Tosfos. Either there is no Chiyuv, or despite the fact that there's a Chiyuv, there's no Tashlun in let's say Shir Shemayim. Tosfos' Kasha could be read either way. Kurna Vikveg are very good. If you say there's no Chiyuv, what's our Gemara talking about? How does Rav Ashi say, Lami Shem Delo Mechayim? According to Rav Chana, no. When we speak about Mechayim, we need something more tangible, like an Esnan Zona. Esnan Asachafila Balima. It means there's a tangible Chiyuv. Not just in principle, there's culpability. Tangible Chiyuv. Here there's no tangible Chiyuv, because there's no Chiyuv Lati Sidi Shemayim. That's what Tosa says, yeah, but Raili Yisrael. That's only because there was no onus of Misa. And here where there is no onus of Misa, so the Bala Bein was certainly Yisrael. Right, to pay Dalet Bein in that case. This we discussed. The Machlokas Rambam Raib in Gedeva, Perek Beis, Halachi and Beis, Nor Sameach and Perek Dalet, Opus Eidus, Halach Aleph, right, whether there is a Chiyuv Knas, Kodim Gemar Din. But Tosfos writes that statement, the Rav Ashi, has to be interpreted in light of those possibilities. The Gemara tells us now the following. If we're talking about a case of Toveh Chaya De'achin, so of course you're Chayim. Toveh Chaya De'achin. But my time is the Rabban and the Patre. So why would the Chachamim say that you're Patre? There's no Kimnei Ramine. So why should you assume that you're Patre if that's the case? So the Gemara suggests the following Chiddush, that this is called a shchita she'eino ru'uya, which is lo shmashi. The Gemara says, why is that true? Why is this called a shchita she'eino ru'uya shachat b'shamas? Isn't it a Mishnah Mefureshes? Nechulin Yudalam and Alephar, Gemara says, that if one is shochit b'shamas, shchita sok she'eino. It's kosher. It's not shchita she'eino ru'uya. The Chil Shabbos doesn't impact on the Chalos HaShchita. Take a look, we'll touch on tomorrow the Tosfos there, Chundaf Yidal Amar Aleph, the Rana Metzugir, and the Rambam, Pirush Mishnayis. But Shchita B'Shabbos is a Shchita B'Shera. We don't just offhand dismiss this as being a Shchita B'Suva. So our Gemara answers that no, there are other factors. even if technically speaking, the Shechita could be viewed as a Shechita Kshera, but what about the Sugya of Mevashel v'Shabbos? And here the Gemara has the Braisa, and the quote, 3 days in Tanayim, in the case of Mevashel v'Shabbos. Rashi explains the three shitas that according to Rabbi Meir, if it's a case of b'shogeg yolcha, yolcha means afilu hu b'Shabbos. According to Rabbi Meir, if it's b'shogeg, you can partake on Shabbos itself. That we'll see is quite important. If it's b'mezid, then lo yolcha b'Shabbos means that it's aser not only for the one who is mevashel, but afilu la'acherim. But the limitation is only Shabbos. And let's say Shabbos, it's mutter, even in the case of b'mezid. And Rabbi Yehuda disagrees. Rabbi Yehuda maintains b'shogeg yolcha matzoi Shabbos. That's regarding everyone. It's forbidden on Shabbos, but it's mutar matzoi Shabbos. If it's b'mezid, lo yolcha lamis, he is not allowed to go in to eat it forever as a knas, but others can partake of matzoi Shabbos. And Rabbi Yochanan Sandler goes a step further. Here Rashi points out Rabbi Yochanan Sandler, the word is not yochal, but rather yeyachel. B'shogeg ye'ochel l'motzoi Shabbos. Why does Rashi write ye'ochel? Because according to Rabbi Yochanan B'Sandler, for the mevashel b'Shabbos, it's always aser. Even if it was b'shogeg. So the only one it's mutter is l'acherim. So b'shogeg ye'ochel l'motzoi Shabbos. Dafka l'acherim. And if it's b'mezid, then it's aser l'gamer. That already is ma'aser Shabbos. That is considered to be categorically aser in the 2 days of Gemara, whether that's a din d'oraisa, a din d'rabban, or according to Rabbi Yochanan. Rashi in our sugya explains relatively little in terms of the details of this machlokes. If you look at the Chulin daf Tezvav Min Aleph, there Rashi elaborates at great length what exactly is the machlokes of Meir Rabbi Yochanan Asanla. And Rashi adds the further chiddush as well. Rashi Chulin Tezvav Min Aleph, Maskil Rabbi Yehuda, writes the following: when Rabbi Yehuda tells us that Yochal Motzei Shabbos, what does Motzei Shabbos mean? So Rashi adds, Ubi'inan Bichdei Sheyasur. The cutoff point in Shabbos Motzei Shabbos is not the moment that Shabbos ends, but obviously Rashi writes it's necessary to build in an allotment of time that the malacha otherwise could have been done. And why is that so necessary? Why do we assume in our Gemara that Bichdei Shiyasu was needed? Rashi writes the following Chiddush, Dlo Nitme Hana Me'Aveira. In order that a person is not benefiting from the act of Chilul Shabbos. So Rashi writes that is why Bichdei Shiyasu was necessary. And therefore, it applies even in our case as well. Certainly a great Kiddush of Rashi. The Gemara does have Bichdei Shiyasu, but in a very different context. The Gemara, based on the Chavdal Mabez, raises a Bichdei Shiyasu in the following, the Kiddush of Rapapa, Nachri Shehezi Daron Yisrael Biyantin. A guy shows up with something. He shows up with freshly picked fruit. And yesh bo suim b'mechubar. And this is something that was just freshly picked. Picked on Shabbos, picked on Yantiv. So Papa says it's also, you can't utilize it on Shabbos and Yantiv. Ula erev nami asur b'chdei sheyasu. And you can't use it immediately, Motzei Shabbos, Motzei Yantiv. You have to build in the time of b'chdei sheyasu. So Rashi writes, what the Gemara says in Beit Nafchavdal is also true in our Gemara as well. This is a very great Kiddush against Tosfos, because the Gemara only mentions Bichdei Shiyasu when it comes to Nachri, cases of Amir L'Nachri. Amir L'Nachri has two halves to it, Amir and Hana. In that context, to be Nene from Melechus HaNachri, that's what we require Bichdei Shiyasu. Rashi's finish is that applies even to our Gemara as well, Mevashel b'Shabbos. Even regarding a Malacha Shal Yisrael, we assume that Bichdei Shiyasu was needed. Machlokas Rashi and Tosfos, and this is the Shita, say But Malchokas Rashi and Tosas and Beis and Afadadu Abeis, why you need Bitnei Shios? Why is that necessary? Maybe we'll pick up tomorrow at that point, right? The halacha Bitnei Shios. And then the further issue, and that is, isn't there another possible reason that we should assume that Shochid B'Shabbos should be a Shechita P'sula? One possibility is a sugya we discussed in the past of Habayin Rav, he Avid Mahani, Avid Bo Mahani. Another possibility, and that's the kash that Tosfos raises, is if one who is Mechalo Shabbos is a Mumar, so Shechitas Mumar should be a Shechita P'sula. Even without the concept of Maisa Shabbos, like our Gemara, forget about Maisa Shabbos. The fact that you're a Mechalo Shabbos in the process of doing so, and a Mechalo Shabbos Mumar, Dino Kinachri, so therefore, shouldn't that alone make it into a Shechita Shena Ruya? Our Gemara says, in order to label this Shechita, Shechita Shena Ruya, you have to assume A, like Rabbi Yochanan Sadla, and then B, a Chiddush Al Gabi, a Chiddush, you have to assume that that's a Din Daraisana, Din Darabanan. Why not just simply assume that Shochet B'Shabbos should be a Shechita P'sula either because of Yavid Lomahani or because Dino Kenachri? Certainly not the Shechita Shenarim. Apparently you see from our Gemara that those reasons would not apply. The only basis of assuming that this is a Shechita Shenaruya is you have to come on to Rabbi Yochanan Sandler, and within Rabbi Yochanan Sandler the assumption that Maisa Shabbos is a Din D'Oraisa, not a Din D'Rabbanan. Okay, so we'll pick up with these things.